I bow to all the seekers of truth. So many of you have already found out what is the truth. Truth about yourself, that you are not this body, this mind, these emotions, this ego, conditionings, but you are the pure spirit. After realizing that, not knowing but realizing that, when you become the spirit, your attention gets enlightened by the spirit. And this enlightened attention is so intelligent. And as it is connected with this all-pervading power, you'll be amazed that whatever you try to look at, to put your attention to, it just works. It is such a proof that you are one with this all-pervading divine power. To prove that there is divine power, which is all-pervading, first you have to become the realized soul. You have to become a person who is enlightened, as they call it, Buddha. The word is Bodh, comes from enlightenment. And the one who is enlightened is a very different personality from what that person has been. You become a very powerful, no doubt, very powerful. Powerful in the sense is the power of love. Is not the power we know of, but is the power of love that acts, that works. And then you are amazed at yourself, how you have been able to do so many things which you would never do. And how your personality becomes a very sensible, wise, and also absolutely in balance. Nobody has to tell you anything. You are your own master. But first you have to grow to that point. Till you become that, you are not yet empowered fully. But some people who are not yet understanding the importance of becoming, who do not know that they have to grow, become again useless, good for nothing. I always remember the parable of Christ. He says that you are sprouted, but you are wasted. It has to grow. And that's what yesterday I insisted, that you pay full value to your ascent. You look after yourself and grow into it. Then you will know what is the power of love is. There is no ego about it. No, not at all. You don't feel the ego. What you feel is that it is flowing. It's flowing. Wherever you go, it's flowing. This power is flowing, and that captures the whole atmosphere, the whole environment. If you people get your realization, also, all the global problems can be solved. Like you have got now very much pollution problem. The pollution gets settled down. This power of love can settle pollution because it also acts on the five elements. You will be amazed how it acts on five elements. It works in such a manner that it should in every way encourage you, help you work out your programs, your ventures, your meetings, anything that you want to do is worked out in such a beautiful manner. There are so many examples of that in every day-to-day life for people have had. And they have been amazed how they have been helped. They have been brought to a new scene of complete control of the whole situation. You become the master, no doubt, but you don't have the arrogance, you don't have the anger of a master. To give you an example, I would say now, supposing I want to go somewhere or I want to meet somebody or something. About 5 minutes later, I find a gentleman walking in. So I would say, how did you come? He said, I don't know why I felt like just coming to meet you. Because it's all interwoven. We don't know that. We are not singled out. We are not something separate from this universe. We are a part and parcel of the whole. But this feeling of part and parcel of the whole is not mental. It's not just our understanding, but this is what you experience all the time. Even small things or big things. In every way, you really realize how everything is helping you so much. Another example I can give, a very simple example, that we had one function for which we needed some things and from a village away from Milan. So I said, all right, how will you manage? It's hardly any time. And you have to go to that village to get it, and it's in a factory. So the person may not be able to locate. Suddenly telephone came. A lady telephoned to me, Mother, I am going to such and such place. Do you need anything? I was surprised, really. I said, yes, yes, we need. But you don't know the place, how to reach there, it's quite complicated. So she said, you tell me what you need. So I told her, we need this thing from that factory. And can you imagine, it came in no time. I said, how did you find the place? She said, very surprising. I met a Sahaja Yogi when I came out of the building. And he said, I've come to meet you. So she said, but I have to go such and such place and I don't know the place. He said, I come from there. Why, Mother, I'll take you down. And that's how it all worked out in no time. And they were thinking, I said, don't worry. You don't have to worry. It will all work out. And the Sahaja Yogis who are here, who have been in Sahaja Yoga for days together, can tell you 1001 examples of this kind of small, small things. So even the small, small things are also done. Of course, the big things are also done.